Oh, snaps!
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, good Monday morning, raw dog food feeders. I am Dee Dee Mercer Moffat, the CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business and where friends don't let friends feed kibble. There'll be no CKF, so your dog doesn't suffer from CKS. No kibble. Shut your sphincter on the kibble talk. There'll be no kibble talk in my bedroom. No. Hey, today we are going to talk about what causes elevated liver enzymes. You know, freaks the pet parents out. You go in for a spay or a neuter and they say, your dog has liver enzymes that are raised. Very, very frightening. Not really. It's not always frightening. We just always jump the gun and fear. Big motivator gets people to do things without thinking. Always need to hit the pause button when we're afraid. Breathe, reestablish yourself, and don't act too quickly, unless your dog's in a bloat-like situation, right? They're walking around whining and bloated. And yeah, that you got to act fast. That's about a 6-hour if their stomach twists, they could be in bad, bad shape. But a lot of things, we have some time to think. And we certainly have time to think about elevated liver enzymes. All right. So I want to talk about what causes liver enzymes to be elevated. And this is from Dr. Patricia Jordan, who is a vet. And she has a lot of good information. But what I wanted to cover today is what really causes those enzymes to be raised. Maybe it's not that the liver's dying. But we do want to make sure that we are doing the best thing for our dog's liver health. So let's talk a little bit about what causes that. First and foremost, my favorite, medications. Mm-hmm. Medications that your dog's on that's supposed to be helping your dog can many times cause elevated liver enzymes, like phenytoin and phenobarbital, which is prescribed for seizures. Does your dog have seizures? Is your dog having seizures? Have you had this kind of medication? There's many other types of drugs. And you know, we've talked about this one, heartworm medication and anti-inflammatory drugs. These can cause abnormal liver enzymes. All right. So before we go down the path of saying, oh my gosh, my liver's in bad shape, is it just because your dog's on this type of medication? Could be. Maybe you need to stop that. Here is another one. And you know, we talk about these a lot. These are going to be the vaccine adjuvants. Adjuvants. Anyway, they're the stuff that's in the vaccine. But viral infections can affect the liver enzyme test, and so can the vaccines for viral diseases. Okay, so like in humans, Dr. Jordan says the hepatitis B vaccine induces liver damage primarily when it contains the toxic vaccine adjuvant aluminum hydroxide. It's the common aluminum salt adjuvant in vaccines. That causes this. Aluminum hydroxide is aluminum salt, okay? And it is found in all, hear me now, it is found in all veterinarian vaccines. It also triggers neuron autoimmunity issues seen like what we saw in the Gulf War syndrome sufferers. It's also been indistinguishable from ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease. And it's essentially what happens in MS or multiple sclerosis, which is a neurodegenerative disease. And Dr. Jordan has seen this type of disease in dogs following vaccinations as well. So aluminum hydroxide also causes a lot of mitochondria and cell death in mouse livers exposed to low doses of hepatitis B vaccine. Listen, one thing that I've been studying about is cell death. Because when we have cell death in humans and in pets, it ain't good. Dr. Thomas Cowan from the Weston A. Price has a lot of great information on that. When we have cell death, a lot of times you're going to see cancers arise, tumors arise, things like that. I just got a great book. I'm studying up on cancer because we have a cancer diagnosis in the family. And, you know, we see it a lot in dogs. And so I wanted to really understand it more. This is a great book from Dr. Thomas Cowan, MD. It's called Cancer and the New Biology of Water. The New Biology of Water. And I don't think that we get it really. What about water and what type of water is so incredibly important for us and for our pets. So I want to put in a plug for that book, Cancer and the New Biology of Water. All right. Can dog food cause elevated liver enzymes? Well, yeah, absolutely, CKF. Dog food can affect your dog's liver health. So she says, first, as she mentioned earlier, kibble, because I'm just taking a portion of an article that I was studying of hers, and she said, kibble, did you hear me? Kibble can contain dangerous mycotoxins called aflatoxins. You know, we've talked about that a lot, aflatoxins. Aflatoxins is a mold, and it can affect the liver, causing jaundice, weight loss, and lethargy. And it can be life-threatening. Absolutely, it can be life-threatening. So can dog food cause elevated liver enzymes? Yippers. Certainly can. And she says, secondly, most processed pet foods, what did I say? Processed pet foods contain what? Synthetic vitamins and minerals, all those ones that people want us to have the AAFCO certification for, because they are what? Synthetic vitamins and minerals. Okay. Snappy here on Monday, aren't I? So she says most processed foods contain synthetic vitamins, minerals, as well as pesticides. Oh, yuck. And other toxins. So look, the liver's got to work really hard to detox those chemicals. It really has to work super hard. So you want to keep those out of the body. What are we all about here? We're all about keeping the toxins out and feeding the cells so we don't have what? Cell death. That's right. The third thing she says, in answering this question, can dog food cause elevated liver enzymes? Well, she said, well, yeah, because the high heat of processing kibble also contains toxic byproducts, and these create additional burden on your dog's liver. So you got three things right there. Kibble, mycotoxins, aflatoxins, synthetic vitamins and minerals, pesticides, and now the high heat of cooking the kibble. Yucky. Oh, hurts my liver just sitting here. All right. So here's the question. What to feed a dog with high liver enzymes? All right, your dog's got high liver enzymes. We're going to make sure it's not the medications. What did we talk about? Vaccines, heartworm, other toxins, phenobarbital, seizure medicines, that sort of thing. Take them out. Let's see how we do. But what should you feed a dog with high liver enzymes? Fresh, whole food, raw, meat-based diet without any synthetic chemicals added in. Okay, we got you covered right here at Raw Dog Food and Company. We do not add in synthetic vitamins and minerals. We do not have kibble. We do not have processed foods. We do not add in any of that stuff. Also, feeding liver supports your dog's own organs. So we do have bison liver on our website. Go to the the organ section. Take a look at that. The liver is bison liver. It comes in the 1 pound, packages, fresh liver. Okay. We also have guts and glory. Guts and glory. I like that. And she also says you can add in some liver supportive foods like dandelions. Make sure if you get those out of your yard this spring that they're not sprayed. You can do greens, broccoli sprouts, spinach, and fermented vegetables and mushrooms. So in that greens category, broccoli sprouts, we have the product called Green Rover. Add that to your dog's food. Super easy. It's a Green Rover whole food, freeze-dried. Beautiful stuff. All right. So there's a couple of things that you can do and a couple of things you want to look out for. And you don't want to be afraid when you hear these liver enzymes are elevated. Let's take a look. Let's pull these things out of the diet and see if we can get those liver enzymes to go down before we put in more medications because your dog has liver disease. All right. And let's feed the body well. Remember, we're here to help you. We're all about keeping the toxins out and feeding and nourishing the cells so that your dog can live a happy, healthy life. Just go to Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business. Remember, friends, don't let friends feed kibble. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.